Well, Donald Trump said he would meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin next Friday in Alaska to try and secure a deal to end the war in Ukraine. Peace has been elusive, and it's virtually impossible for any deal to settle tensions on the ground. Still, the meeting suggests Trump is confident in his ability to persuade Putin, though some Russian analysts say Putin sees direct talks as his best chance to achieve all of his geopolitical goals in Ukraine. Earlier, Trump also suggested a peace deal between the two countries could include some swapping of territories. Here's The Guardian's David Smith in Washington.
Surprising remarks Donald Trump made during an event at the White House on Friday, talking about the swapping of territories that supposedly would be to both sides' benefit. He didn't elaborate further. There have been media reports suggesting that Russia is targeting four territories in Ukraine and would be allowed to claim two of them, and then the battle lines would be frozen in the other two territories. And, of course, Russia also intent on keeping Crimea as well. If those reports are true, and they also come along with Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister of Poland, suggesting that some kind of freeze in this conflict might be in sight, it really will put the spotlight on Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. Is he willing to accept those terms? Will he say, wait a minute, what concessions are Russia making here? And indeed, critics of Trump say that still there's been no demands for Russia to budge an inch on anything.